Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics, anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture, each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Janna, also known as Junior Lab.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child, Oz, aka Wizard King.
We three brothers.
One sec. We once again thank you for tuning in and joining us on this sometimes cathartic journey. Let's dive right in.
Porn. I'm not a fan of porn. I said the other day, I understand wanting to eat food that looks like meat because it makes the transition easier. However, you still have no idea where the food really is coming from or what's going on. And you could just buy ingredients and make something nice. Or even if you're ordering something, it could just be something with, you know, a mix of ingredients. Because there's this, like, concept of if you don't eat meat, then there's not much you can eat. It's like, it doesn't work like that. There's actually loads you can eat. So there's still a whole dimension of ingredients you can just get bang together. I mean, there's so many different meals. That ramen was the only thing that was in that was chicken pieces. That was corn chicken pieces. But that's because the wife was interested. If it was me, it would have been tofu, and it was good.
Yeah, it was good. It was nice. It was really even good. After I reheated it.
Yeah,
it was still nice.
It was alright.
Hey, that's a big indicator right there. You can reheat something. It still tastes nice.
It's good. Because it has to be good.
You must think. Food depreciates in its level of taste and level of
its quality from awesome. Freshness, 100%.
As soon as they think that the last drop comes off the ladle, group of whatever stew sauce, that's that time, even before it reaches two.
Yeah, it's depreciating. What it would be is it would be at the highest standard. So let's say the food is too hot or something.
Your son is having the time of his life right now.
Yeah, I should probably. I did text her say. We're recording.
No, it's cool, man. It's cool.
We are recording, right?
Yes, but he can be just enjoying himself. Let him enjoy himself. Why not? He's definitely an adventurer. But yeah, 100%. The reheating food. Did you know? And this is something that I've been doing, and I even did last night. If there's ever a case I have to reheat food, I always put a glass of water in with the food in the microwave.
That's a single man's trick.
Single man's trick.
That's a trick you learn as a single man.
So you guys do that? Do you do that as well?
I don't do it now, but I became aware of the technique when I was in uni.
And what does it do for the food?
It's about keeping it like more moist, so it doesn't dry out.
Yeah,
so I would assume so. That's the first time I've actually heard of that.
Yeah. So
that makes sense.
That's just easy to dry. Barbecue it in there, microwave.
So that's kind of how microwaves work. They actually move the particles of moisture in the food, and that's what heats it up. So I don't know if it's like the carbon bonds or whatever it is inside, but those microwaves heat the moisture up, and that's why the food gets heated up. But obviously, when you move the moisture around, it's basically you're drying it up when it gets and then that's why the food goes dry. So you'll have it and it'll be hot, then as soon as it's like hit with air, you take it out for a second, basically it's hard. So it's like if you was to cook something really on high heat, you're burning it, you get it hard, but you're not necessarily cooking or warming up the material properly with the moisture.
I'm gonna have to talk to these people.
Who told you about this technique? My bad, man. Come to yours. Who told you about this technique? Did you just Google it, YouTube it? How do I keep my food fresher for longer? Like, what was that thought process?
It was probably one of those videos that's like life hacks. I think that's probably where I would have found it. Because to be honest, it was when I was in uni and...
As a single man. He clocked you.
That's probably when I came across the idea or the concept. But I've been doing it since. And I've done it where I don't do it with food, and I've done it where I do it with food, and every time I do it, it's like, it's so much better.
The NN3 ghetto guy, man.
Like I said, it's a single man's trick.
It's practical.
Very much.
I think it's NN3 practical man's.
As a single guy, a young single guy, you need practicality, especially with food, because you ain't getting none of that good home cooked food. So you just need a way to
survive.
Sustenance. Yeah,
yeah, I think definitely going to university, moving away from home. In that sense, you know, you don't really have a lot of money.
Yeah, well, you've
got to be practical.
Unless you have it already.
Yes.
How many people do you know when you went to uni, the student loan would come in, and that weekend they'll be going wild.
Balling out. Mm. You see, you go to
new trainers, yeah. New clothes.
Yeah. Oh, man, I got caught in that trap once. And the reason was I had my first payment delayed, so I didn't get that first installment. So basically it was like I'm late paying rent when I first got there. It was like, eesh. But luckily I have the student overdraft. So it's like, okay, this is what I can kind of use to manage whilst these lot are sorting the paperwork out. Because student finance was just, yeah, you have to be on it with that. If you're not on it from the get-go, you're going to fall behind. And if you fall behind, it's peak.
Yeah. So for the time I spent in uni, every year when it came to like getting the new installment for the academic year, I always had issues and I was always ahead of them because I always had issues. I always knew I should be like, get my stuff sorted. But even when I did that, I would still have to go back to them later. Like, you guys have messed up here. Can we get this sorted? Can we get this sorted?
They're just always losing documents. And I'm
thinking, yeah. How? It can be as little as someone told me a story of it was written on paper.
Yeah.
First and foremost, you're writing on paper out here, okay. And then they put it down, and then they must have gone to the toilet and came back, and then the paper would have fell or something like that. I'm like, is this a government body or...
What environment are you working in? I would like to see or have, you know, bring your child to work day. I would like to go and have a look and see what kind of environment are you... How is paper falling on the floor and no one's picking it up?
I got really lucky with mine. I didn't have any problems, but all the other housemates always had problems when it comes to payday for them. I was like,
did you know people to get the student loan instalment and then just go wild?
Yeah, I was one of them.
as I was saying, so I missed the first instalment, so the second instalment came and it was double. So I was like, oh, I ain't never had money like this in my bank account before.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, oh, I can maybe buy a couple of things. But I had no idea.
Do you know, it reminds me of this movie. I forget the name of it, but it had Justin Timberlake in. And it was to do with time.
In Time.
Okay, is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah.
So first and foremost, I think it was a terrible movie.
I hear you.
But the concept was super cool.
Yeah, 100%.
How you could time until you die, and the more time you have, the richer you are and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Aye, the concept, conceptually, it is
dope. Yeah, so there's no money, it's just time, and you have like, it's literally embedded in your skin.
Are you born with this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and that time's counting down from the moment you're
every
born.
Every second.
Like some Death Note time.
Yeah.
When you go to work, you get paid in time.
In time. No, so it will increase your time.
You pay with in time. Time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Again, conceptually, very, very sick. Is Justin Timberlake the best actor to be playing that role? Is the story that transpires?
I don't think it's fair to criticise Justin Timberlake. I don't care about him or anything like that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not out here saying, oh, this guy's so bad. I'm just saying that the story of the movie, it would be difficult for any actor to make it good. But the concept...
I don't know. Drop Idris Elba there. Who knows?
Yeah, but I think then people would just get gassed because it's Idris.
Yeah, 100%. But can you imagine Idris it?
Yeah, yeah, but
I ain't got the time. Oh, in time, out of time. Oh,
what am I gonna do?
What am I gonna do?
But
back to Luther.
Shout out to Idris.
Yes, definitely. Shout out to Idris. But in all seriousness, wouldn't people have been excited because it's Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, but I think it's just excited in a different way.
I think people have a I don't want to say an issue, but definitely there's people waiting on the fence like, oh, this person who does this thing wants to come and do something else. Let's immediately look for everything we can do to criticise him.
Yeah.
So if you're a musician and a lot of musicians do acting, it's always like, oh, this guy thinks he can do everything, doesn't he? It's let the guy be, guy or woman or whatever, just let them do whatever they want, man.
Mm.
Don't judge them on, preconceived notions. Just judge them as they are, as an actor, maybe.
Do you know what? That's quite interesting. Say, ignore the acting world. What about the boxing world? They've got MMA fighters wanting to go into the realm of boxing, and they're like, "Wow, travesty.
There's always some type of high nose behavior when it's one person come to another. But in a way, it is kind of insulting. Like, you've trained in a special sense. So from boxing to MMA, you've trained not to use your legs or do takedowns. Like, let's say 1/3 of what these guys who do mixed martial arts have done. You've done 1/3 of the training they've done. You could have excelled in that 1/3 realm. But you are a huge disadvantage for not having those other 2/3.
Yeah. But what about the other way, when the person who has the whole package gets stripped down to only being able to use the 1/3?
I mean, my assumption would be that if the same amount of time and skill and effort wasn't there in that realm of just boxing, then you stretched yourself out, whereas this guy's the master of one.
Mm-hmm.
You've mastered several, so you won't be as good. Perhaps that would be my assumption.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be very happy to see that proven wrong. I always love to see a good fight. So
this guy's getting in his element again. He started banging up the table. Give this guy a board and a whiteboard pen. Give him some post-it notes. He's gonna give you the facts.
Lesson number one. There are no rules. There are no lessons.
You should definitely be only a teacher. Life. I think you'll be a cool teacher.
I would like to. Towards the end of my life, I'd want to just give free classes to kids. You know.
What topics would you teach?
PSHE. Feelings and what have you.
What is PSHE?
It's like personal help and development type thing. When you grew up, you must have done it in school. Yeah.
If someone was listening and they didn't know what PHSE was, it's a class in English schools. What it was, they've stopped doing it now, I believe.
Okay.
Actually, I have no idea.
So it's PSHE.
I remember ever hearing about that class.
PSHE, you had it with me, man.
Did we?
Yeah.
Middle school?
Yeah.
So it's personal, social, health and economic.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember PSHE being sex education in school. That's all I knew it for.
We had a separate sex education. Because they changed things. Even the sex education I received in school was ridiculous. You were probably in the same class, Ash, as me. It was science class. Yes, in the lab.
Plugs.
Yes. And
you guys were learning about plugs?
There was a kid that put a paperclip in it. Was it... Do you remember the guy?
Yeah, there was always someone sticking something in plugs in our school.
Leave the gas taps on. We're going to burn school.
So the science, because Ash and I went to the same school same year, but you guys were in the same school, so you would have had the same environment I was in anyway. But the lab, just to describe it for listeners, was the front of the classroom is where the teacher was with the board and a desk so we could demonstrate stuff. And then behind was just rows and rows of these really high tables with stools on them. But the tables themselves, they had gas pumps for putting things in, like Bunsen burners and plug sockets for whatever that was needed. But our sex education was in that lab room, and we had the teacher, which I won't say his name, but you guys probably know him. The guy had a mental breakdown dealing with, just to show the type of school we were going to. It was pretty mad. But he put this video on a video cassette, because we are that old. He put the video cassette on.
Was that when they were like, wheel the TV
in? He wheeled the TV in.
Yeah, man, of course. On snow days and Christmas, they would always... Sometimes they wheel in the projector.
Yes. Yeah.
Some squeaky wheels.
Yeah.
So he wheeled in this little TV and puts this cassette in. And there's a lot of talking in the sex education, And as soon as it got to, like, so we get 20 minutes in and they haven't shown any, like, a human body in sense of naked or anything like that.
And they're just using animations.
Yes. Okay. Just using animations and talking. And it's literally just some guy talking. Wait, and then as soon as it got to the part where they were like, now we're going to show you what a human man, what a man and a woman looks like. As soon as it got to that part, the teacher runs and switches the TV off. And that was my sex education.
Why did he turn it off?
Ask him.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what the curriculum is now, but do you think that they, with the expanding acceptance of other things to do with sexuality, do you think they incorporate that within the curriculum now? So it's like, well, you need to be aware that you might see or feel this is what being gay is, you know?
I don't know if they do.
Do you think they do that in school?
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't know. There was a problem.
I think they might be at that point.
Well, there was a problem.
Coming soon.
Yeah. Perhaps last year or the year before, around the Birmingham area, where there was a school that wanted to teach kids about gay rights or homosexuality, but because the area was a predominantly Muslim area.
I think I saw this on the news.
So there was like protests from the parents who didn't want their kids to be taught these types of stuff. However, my personal opinion, and I can respect not everyone will have this opinion, but my personal opinion is it's a disservice to society by not educating people on how the world works. It doesn't mean you have to agree with the views or whatever. I'm not saying, oh, you have to support anything. Like, that's a whole different conversation. But to not, at the minimum, educate people.
But it's the thing, though. Knowledge is power, and they don't want to give people that power because they don't feel like they can handle it.
The thing you need to realise is it's kids at school. Now, from the point of view of the parents in this Muslim heavily dominated Muslim community, you need to think, they know this stuff's in the world. They're not ignorant to it. This is why they're putting their backs up to say, actually, no, don't teach our kids this. Because it's quite scary when you think about it. Regardless of what they do, as much control as they can try to put over the path of their children, they're going to enter the world where there's going to be a gay guy, a transsexual, whatever.
Is it possessive, then, would you say?
But,
possessive of the pet, but, sorry.
No, so it's just, how young do you do it? How young do you start teaching these basic life lessons? Because what you don't want is not to influence someone, or perhaps you could potentially influence someone on taking a path that they didn't really understand.
Sparking that curiosity. Spark right now?
When this
person's curious as because they're a child.
I mean, in terms of age, I personally think we want to target just before puberty hits. And I also want to take in consideration that the average age the children are being exposed to sexual content, and that could be in any way, shape or form, is a lot younger than most people would want it to be.
Yeah, just go on YouTube and see the adverts on YouTube, or go on anything, you know, watch TV. And even before, I remember when we was growing up, maybe it's 10 p.m. after 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. that's when maybe you start seeing a little bit of skin, you know. Now midday you're seeing that, and it's just posted everywhere. Your child, especially now, everyone's at home, can't go to school. Your child's gonna, if you go, I don't know, whatever, ITV or whatever it is, they're gonna be exposed to something.
Think how many parents use technology to, I'm gonna say, sedate their kids, right? And that's not me knocking them, because, you know, obviously parenting is incredibly hard, and sometimes you just want 20 minutes to yourself or something like that. So I understand. I don't agree with it, really. I think moderate it. But I can understand how parents just leave their kids on some type of digital device. But it's not too uncommon to hear stories of kids playing in kid-based platforms. So one of them, you know, I know quite a few kids play a game called Roblox. Mm-hmm. I think I'm saying it right. I don't know.
I don't know if it's Roblox or Roadblox.
No, Roblox. R-O-Blox.
Okay.
Roblox. Yeah, not Roblox. No.
And they love it.
So I remember when I was working at Apple, and that was like one of the stock games that would be on the iPads or phones just for, come and look at these phones, and these are some of the things you could play. Now it's like a whole franchise sensation. Kids go crazy about this Roblox
thing. Well, the thing, what I'm getting at is more and more you're hearing stories of child predators or adult content or adult conduct being done on these platforms for children. And as a parent, if you're not really regulating what they're seeing, and you would think Roblox would be safe.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was this whole, and I read it this year, where there was a woman who walked in on her kid, and it was her little daughter, and her avatar was naked, and there was, two other male avatars being controlled by who knows, like, touching and doing stuff to the body. Yeah, she was pissed. She was pissed, which obviously what parent wouldn't be?
I'd put a roadblock on that roadblock. Like
8-bit.
Yeah.
8-bit.
Yeah.
Cool.
But like, you start grooming with something that a child is comfortable deep. With, right? You're not going to say, hey, let's look at this. I don't know. Some type of complicated. Here, this is rocket science. Mm-hmm. I'm going to groom you through rocket science. You wouldn't do that, right? You'd go to their level.
Mm-hmm.
I assume, I'm not out here grooming kids, but I assume that's how the predator's mind would work, right? You'd go to where they are. So it's just, that happens more than people like to admit, more than people like to know, more than people like to know. So I think definitely teaching kids at a stage where they're conscious enough to know this is not something normal that this person is requesting me to do or something like that.
It goes back to the statement, ignorance is bliss. It's kind of try not to make them know too many things or expose them to too many things, because it's easier, like you say, maybe it's, you know, we can protect them more. But then also it's like you need to be aware, because even on these platforms, you know, you can try to be ignorant, but on Roblox, things are going down, you need to kind of protect that. So it's kind of like some sort of parallelism between that. How do you manage to not let them know too much, but then also expose them to things so then they're aware, so then they can communicate that to you?
Do you know what I think is a crazy concept? OnlyFans.
Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics, anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture, each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Jana, also known as Junior Lamb.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child, Oz, aka Wizard King.
Have you guys had run-ins with OnlyFans? You know of OnlyFans? Yeah,
I know of it.
Yeah.
I've got a friend who's got an OnlyFans account.
Okay.
Some guy. You didn't see that coming, did you? You didn't see that coming. I've got a friend who's a guy. He's got an OnlyFans account. I don't know what he does on it. My wife says it's quite obvious that he's going the full package just from the personality of the guy. Like, he's a good friend of ours. We met him while we were in uni. But I don't, you know, I've not paid to see his content or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But every now and then he has like pictures which are trailers for new content, and he's wearing like an apron only.
Who's that Pokemon?
And he would be facing away, so you'd see his butt in the picture. And I'm just a bit like, no.
Where did you see that? On like Facebook?
On like Instagram type of stuff.
Straight DM. Like my new picture.
I've got some new content coming out, AJ.
don't worry about the free. Don't worry about the free. I got you.
I'll send you the account details so you can get in for free. Listen, I already got a paid account. I also, someone I know, and this was whilst I was at uni, this is before I even heard or understood what OnlyFans is. This is my first, I guess, exposure to it. And I heard, oh, did you hear blah, 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 you know, people just talk. I'm just like, to be honest, I don't really care, but yeah, what is it? So I've looked now and I've been like, oh my God, what is going on? And it was also a guy.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. I didn't see that coming.
It was also a guy.
I brought the story with a guy. And
it was also a guy. And I was like, what? What have I just seen?
What was you looking at?
Like, I've seen...
Were you looking at his OnlyFans account?
Yeah.
And you paid?
No, someone was showing me. I didn't go and look.
Someone you know was paying for this guy's OnlyFans to show
someone
you.
I don't know what situation it was. I'm not trying to get out people who have been paying
for OnlyFans. Okay, no, fair.
Yeah. You know, I'm not out here snitching on people. I try and keep my secrets, but yeah.
Simps stick together.
I don't know who you call it a simp. But yeah, so I've...
Wait, sorry, just before you continue. So Oz, you're saying that only simps go on OnlyFans?
Yes. No, I think there's... Everyone under the sun goes to OnlyFans.
But you're definitely sure to find simps on OnlyFans.
The people who pay to watch that are simps. Anyone.
Do you know what? I don't disagree with that. Anyone. I don't disagree with
that. If you pay for it... To watch that, you are a simp.
But I think it's fine to be a simp. If you're a simp, embrace it. I don't think that's a problem. Because you could say the same thing about people that pay, you know, they go to brothels and stuff like that, right? If you want to be a simp, be a simp.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like you're fueling a particular industry that we don't even know the ramifications of yet.
So
there's all these people who are potentially leaving their jobs. I saw one with this police officer who left her job as a police officer because she was making close to double.
I was gonna say with an OnlyFans this account. Guy was making racks. Like he was driving the nicest, like brand new cars. He brand new apartment. I was thinking, I've seen this guy, like we're both at university, and this guy's just he doesn't even need to be here no more. He's set. OnlyFans. Set and he's not gay.
He said he wasn't watching his content.
No, it's guys that were jumping on and watching the content and paying for it.
But he's not gay.
Well, as far as I'm aware, no. So would you do that?
So wait. What is he doing exactly? What is his content?
It's sexual content.
What?
He'll be doing stuff to himself.
Okay, only solo. When you say sexual content, it makes it seem like...
No, he'll be doing stuff to himself.
Like jerking uploading... off and stuff like that.
Yeah, or like, you know, I don't know, driving and then exposing a little bit of his shaft and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, that's...
That was my introduction into OnlyFans. So that's
So you were straight out.
However, I feel like because it's just expanded so much and there's so many people on it, I have a feeling that the platform isn't just sexual content.
Yeah, I mean, there was this Japanese guy who, his business model is someone to do nothing with. So you hire him out and he just chills with you.
On OnlyFans?
I don't know if it's
Got his OnlyFans account.
No, maybe.
Yeah,
we can chill out virtually. So I feel like the platform now is, you can subscribe and pay and do whatever, but I don't think it's only to sexual content. I think if you're maybe... let's say an extremely famous influencer, person, model, or I don't know, just an idol figure to people, and you have maybe stuff that's a bit more private in your life, could just be daily lifestyle, maybe even you with your family and your kids, maybe people could pay for that. Yeah. You know, maybe these people that are paying are like reporters. Oh yeah, if we know what they're doing on the inside, then we can maybe have more information to write up about them. You know, maybe that's what it is. You know how the perhaps be moving.
Yeah, if it was funded Jigsaw Jameson out here.
Yeah, it could be funded by him himself or the big company. Big O. They could be funding it. The government could be funding it. I don't know. Conspiracy theorists. The government could be funding it. I don't know. All I know is that it's huge.
It's legit. It's actually huge. It's crazy.
I think Corona hasn't helped it. Well, has helped
100%.
The government's funding it. I'm telling you.
Well, subscription services across the board have been.
Well, what else have people got to do, right?
Because we're indoors. 100%.
It was like when the riots were happening. For me, I felt like it could only have happened at that time.
Mm.
If it was pre-COVID, the numbers of people that came out, and this comes down with, you know, if you look at all the great civil rights marches that happened across the 50s. In the US and even here, all the marches that were done, it was predominantly done by just the people being prosecuted,
mm-hmm.
persecuted. But this one, it was everyone. And that's because, you know, one thing I always used to say pre-COVID is people don't have time. And this was me doing a law degree. So as I was doing a law degree, the whole Brexit situation was happening. And because I was learning about the EU law and how it works, I was able to really see past the headlines because I'm learning about it as these things are developing.
I remember you were sending me stuff and I was like, oh, I'm watching this. I'll, on Thursday, they're going to have the debate for blah, blah. I was like, yo, this is so interesting.
But I kind of lost my point here. I was saying about how I was learning as it was going along. Forgive me, please.
It was the timing with Corona, and you're relating it to the timing of. I just forgot myself.
So I was reading this morning, and I guess it's I'm getting older, so I need to read these things so I can have, I guess, knowledge for the future when I get there. But I was reading around semen retention, and I've heard that it's actually really good for memory. You know, for improving your memory.
What was that?
Semen retention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's obviously, this is not a fact, this is a theory. But I was reading amongst theories, because sometimes I like looking at some theories.
Okay.
And it was saying that it helps with your memory.
What, not
semen releasing? Retention.
Yes.
So perhaps AJ lost his trade of
thought. See what you did there. Well, you set me up. Not just him. You set me up.
No, I'll take the L. Not just him. All of us did.
Mm.
We was looking around the room like,
thank you.
Yeah.
Man.
Thank you.
Yeah. I will say this theory is not one that I would like to be real, because I feel like that's just normal for people to forget conversations and whatnot.
Yeah. Probably.
Or we're all just stupid monkeys constantly jerking off, at least, so we don't know what's going on or
what happened yesterday. I don't remember. You know what? I was having this I can't remember if it was a conversation or just a thought that I was having, but I was thinking, have you ever played catch? Because I see that a lot in movies and cartoons. It's like a traditional. Playing catch with my dad.
I feel like that's an American, you know, from the States. That's more of a States culture because they have baseball and all that.
So here it would be football. You go down to the green and you go kick a ball about.
And you've kicked ball with your boy.
Yeah,
well, that stuff's important, you know. Yeah. It has such a potent effect. If you can ingrain something like that, even just spending time, it's just soul bonded.
Creating those bonds, yeah.
Yeah, one thing I said I would love to get into, it's not really a personal interest, but I think it'll be something to be. It would be something that would be cool to do as a dad. Fishing. I would love to, like, get more accustomed into fishing and then just go, when I have kids, yo, let's go fishing.
They may find that really boring, though.
I understand.
Then you would have found a new love.
Yeah, I think maybe it would be it's something where we can have that bonding time. Because I think, yeah, great, let's do something where we can be active.
Yeah, but even music, even being digital, I think like those. I'm not knocking fishing. It's just, do you know what it is? I know a guy who his dad still fishes, and when he was younger, his dad would take him fishing, and he hated it.
Yeah, I wouldn't take him if they don't want to go. But I want to at least give them that as an option of, oh, this is something we can try, and if it's our thing and you like it, we can do it. If you don't, cool. I never did it anyway before. You know.
So you'd only be doing it for the opportunity
That's the only. So reason
if they didn't like it, you wouldn't continue.
No.
Wouldn't it be better to be a bit more dynamic with it. So instead of saying just, oh, I'm going to become a master at fishing, and then almost instantly they're like, no, this is dead. I don't want to do this. If you wait to see, or just present them with loads of different options, wait to see what they're into, and then master that, and then you could...
Yeah, I that's the path I'm going to go down, where we try loads of different things. Tell me what you like. We'll go down that route.
Yeah, so I think maybe you might have misunderstood me. It's not that I want to be a master at fishing so I can take them fishing. I said I want to get into fishing. So when I'm going through and say, oh, let's cycle through these things and find out what you like and how we can bond and things that we can maybe teach together. Fishing. Maybe fishing is something I can also pull out the back.
So he's going to invest all this time and all this skill money, and then take the kid once and like, man, I never want to go fishing with Uncle Mo again.
No, but I don't mind that. Honestly, I don't mind that.
But you're going to give up fishing if they say they don't like it.
No, it's not I'm going to give it up, but it's not my thing. It's meant to be our thing. The reason why I'm starting it is so I can create an opportunity for maybe the both of us. But if you're out, I'm not out here fishing by myself. What am I doing that for?
Yeah, that's what I said. Well,
True joy is infectious. If you're not bringing true joy, they could perhaps feel that you're only doing it for them.
And then they feel guilty, and then they'll start lying to you, saying that they're having fun.
It's not so much. It's not so much the act of fishing. It's more so the process and environment whilst fishing. You know, it's something that you do where you're quite quiet. You know, it gives us the space and the opportunity to maybe talk, have conversation. You know, maybe have a deeper conversation whilst we're doing something that's engaging our mind. Let's work on something that's. You know, multitasking. You have to be patient and learn all of these practices as well.
That's where catch and football with your kids is important, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the environment. But I guess obviously fishing is a lot more calmer and closer.
Is that your focus? Like you really want to be a really relaxed environment where you can be open and talk, rather than wrestling and running around.
I would like to have both. I would like us to have those times where we're going nuts on the pitch or the court and play fighting and doing whatnot. I also want to be able to, let's go fishing this Sunday. Or would you like to go fishing this Sunday? Cool. We can maybe catch some fish and throw them back in the water.
I'm not so sure I support that.
What kind of fishing?
Yeah, I'm not so sure I support you going, piercing fishes up and then throwing them back in the water. Would you like it? You're chilling one day. So a lion comes through, hooks you in your mouth. They look at you, take pictures of you, and then throw you back where they found
you. Hold on. Now, is it true that this is what you're going to do? You're going to hook fish and then throw them back. My assumption was to fish, take it,
cook it, eat it.
I'm
cool with that.
Circle of life, Simba team.
Yeah, but if you're just out here piercing fish's mouths.
This is the thing. I need to, I guess, get more accustomed into fishing and where can I do that? Where can I do that? Just get more information, I think.
Yeah.
It's more so that. Get more information and then actually go and try and do that. You know, can I go and do that myself? Cool. But I don't think that means I'm mastering it. It just means I'm trying that out. Oh, I've done this before. Cool, let's master it together, if you would like. If not, at least there's something that I know that I tried.
I do feel there'll be plenty of opportunities, even some that you may not realise. There'll be something that you do that they just find cool. They'll be like, oh, can I sit in with you while doing that? So hopefully your fishing plan goes well, but if not, I'm sure there'll be other stuff which you may not even realise turn out.
Fishing. Can you swim?
No.
Okay.
That's why we ain't going swimming. We're going fishing.
I'm sure it's the same thing.
That's what I said. What kind of fishing? Are you going out on a boat and then, cool, you can't swim? Then you will be going swimming if you're shook of falling in and...
This guy's clearly been playing Breath
of the Wild. Have you gone fishing before? You seem to know a lot about fishing.
No, never in my life.
I'm telling you, he's playing Breath of the Wild. He thinks, are you going on a boat? Are you swimming and catching the fish with your mouth? How you doing? Using your boat?
Coral leaf, just straight. So hit the sails.
So if anyone doesn't know what Breath of the Wild is, it's a game on the Nintendo Switch. And it's been rated 10 out of 10. And I've played it and Mo's played it. And we both had the same opinion of the game, which was... it's the best game we've ever played.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. So we then told this to Oz. And Oz was like, well, I'm curious because both of you are saying the same thing, which is not too common in terms of stuff that we like.
Especially when it comes to games.
Mm.
I think for us to be aligned on it, we yeah.
For the exact same rating, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, the game has to be kind of special.
Mm.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's all right. I'm enjoying it. For what it is, like, I haven't done too much. Again, like I was saying to these guys earlier, I'm like a level one Digimon, basically. I'm out here just exploring.
Agumon, Digimon.
He's not. I'm out here exploring, and it's one hit kills or two hit kills. I'm just like,
the game stays like that. It stays hard.
What, the entire time? Yeah. Come on, not everyone's. And I've got fairly decent armor on. Leave me be. Like, I just want to work on my skills, get to a point where I feel comfortable enough, and I'm going to walk up to any group of three guys, and it's not going to be like a fight to the death.
I'm totally cool with what you're saying. Here's one tip: every fight is a fight in that game. There's no, oh yeah, I'm just going to go and smoke past. I thought that so many times, and I'll go through and get wiped out, and it could be like just
by some goblins or something.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That was something that I really liked about the game, because it was like, it makes it realistic. In real life, if it's a fight like that, and you're in that situation, you're not just expecting
I'm just going to walk past. You know? In fact, it's one of the things of, it's not a case of things get easier, it's just that you get better at dealing with it. But my main point for bringing this up, and just to show my semen retention is quite good, I still remember the topic that I wanted to bring, which was COVID during work times. I'm looking for a way.
He's rejuvenated.
The levels are back up.
Well, I'm married, so you don't really get it so often. What was I talking about again? No, I'm joking. The Breath of the Wild thing first. So I was saying to Oz that it's a great game, most of the same thing. The guy goes, oh, can I play it? So he ends up getting the Switch, the game, everything, starts playing it, and he goes quiet, like, dude just plays the game, everything's fine. And I'm like, I won't ask you right away, I'll ask you in a few days or at the end of the week what you think of the game. And throughout the week, I'm just seeing this guy play the game throughout the week. Whenever he gets a moment to himself, he's just kind of, because it's handheld, he can just play it. Puts his earphones on, he's got one in, he's just playing away, not causing anyone trouble. Fair enough. So I ask him eventually, what do you think of the game? He goes, well, you know, I've only kind of played a bit, like half an hour, so I'm still kind of getting used to things. I'm like, dude, you've been playing for over 7 hours. What do you mean? The time has flown by.
You've not had it on pause that whole time. just to verify, actually, when you're playing a game and you pause it, and is asking across all games, or if it's specific for different games, does it also keep that as part of your playtime? So say, for example, you're playing a game, you would know, you pause it, you fly out somewhere. It
differs
from game to
game to game. I'm not sure with Breath of the Wild.
I'm not sure.
Because if you're clocking in 7 hours, that's some serious playtime, bro.
Yeah, plus.
I don't think so, but we can check the game. We can check. Innit?
This morning you was on it at least 4 hours, bro.
4 hours?
I'm not even going to lie.
Imagine I haven't even played four hours.
This guy's like, oh, man, I'm retiring. I'm going to go to bed. Okay, you hear?
Just the gaming sound effects.
I didn't. What do you mean, when I sat here or when I went upstairs?
I'm saying in general, man.
Oh, imagine.
Listen, once you're, for me, I think the game's great because it hooks you. Yeah. We won't spend too much time talking about Breath of the Wild. I do think maybe it was wrong of us to give him that opinion about the game before he played it. I feel like we should have just said, just play the game and you tell us what you think.
From what I've seen and what I've discussed with him about certain parts and just questions he's asked, like, oh, this thing's this, you know, like asking about game mechanics and stuff like that. It sounds to me he's having a rootin' tootin' good time.
Rootin' tootin' good time. His fingers are itching.
Game's all right.
When can we stop recording? Must get that tempo.
So what we'll see is by the next time we do a podcast, whereabouts is he?
Mm.
If he's completed it already or not.
Might have clocked it. Might still have played only half an hour. Who knows?
This is your Breath of the Wild diary at the moment. Okay. We're tracking your game progress.
Okay, so I'll give a diary entry. It's all right. It's all right. Right now, it's okay. Like, it's still one hit KOs, but I'm working hard. I'm doing the shrines. I'm stumbling on memories. So I'm trying stuff.
There's a lot going on in the game.
All the time as well.
Yeah. Even when you're just walking or on a horse or make journey into your next destination.
Temperature changes.
Yeah, this temperature change thing, that's what's really causing me an issue.
It means you're not ready to go to certain places. 100%. If you can't hack it.
100%.
Go.
Which is really clever. Instead of having like this invisible wall in the game to say you're not at the right level yet, you can go there.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, good luck.
You can go there.
If you was a character in a video game, what character would you say is the embodiment of your personality?
Personality.
Mm. Not to say, oh, I want to be that guy because he shoots lasers from his eye. No. Your personality, but as a video game character.
Hey, Okello here. This section is a space where we'll be sharing short stories, creative experiences, and art. This week, I'll be telling you about the tale of Sengbe Per the Gallant. The Tale of Sengbe Per the Gallant, Part 1. Sengbe Per was also known as Joseph Sink and was born in Mani in present-day Sierra Leone in 1813. He was a West African man of the Mende people who led a revolt of many Africans on the Spanish slave ship La Amistad. He was a rice farmer and a trader, and at the time of his capture, he and his wife had 3 children.
With calmness and stillness, it comes to an end. We hope you found some gems and go away richer in soul and spirit. We're showing you the 3 paths of the sage. Your path is your own.